AI-narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro Market Research. Full article. Sterling Construction's 105% quarter now rests on average volume and a wide fair value gap. STRL remains in a strong weekly uptrend, but the latest close shows momentum consolidating below the 52-week high, while participation has normalized. Research brief. Sterling Construction closed at $861.95 for the week ended 19 June, up 0.3% on the week, after a 17.6% four-week gain, and a 105.1% 12-week advance. The trend signal remains active, with 100% trend breadth over the past year, but volume was only 1.0x the 13-week average, and activity pressure has faded over 4 weeks. The setup is constructive, but increasingly sensitive to confirmation, valuation distance, and volatility. Key points. 1. STRL closed at $861.95, sitting 81.8% through its 52-week range and 14.3% below the 1006 high. 2. The weekly trend signal remains active, with price 74.0% above the 495.4 trend line after a 53-week active streak. 3. ShareMaestro fair value is $217.7, leaving the stock at a 296.0% premium, a sign of strong demand but also elevated valuation risk. 4. Volume was 2.9 million shares, matching the 13-week average, and only 1.1x the 52-week average, so the latest move lacked a fresh participation spike. 5. Sector and industry context is mixed. Industrials trend breadth is 56.0%, while engineering and construction trend breadth is thinner at 46.2%, despite positive activity pressure breadth of 61.5%. Weekly price action and signal state. Sterling Construction finished the latest completed week at $861.95, adding just 0.3% after a sharp multi-week advance. The longer tape remains forceful, with gains of 17.6% over 4 weeks, 105.1% over 12 weeks, 179.3% over 26 weeks, and 295.4% over 52 weeks. The stock is still high in its annual range, at 81.8%, although it is 14.3% below the 52-week high of $1,006, leaving the latest action more like consolidation than a fresh breakout. The ShareMaestro trend backdrop is active and persistent, with 52 of 52 weeks active and a 53-week active streak. Price stands 74.0% above the $495.4 weekly trend line, keeping the regime constructive. The more difficult part of the read is valuation distance. The close is 296.0% above ShareMaestro fair value of $217.7. That premium reflects exceptional demand, but it also raises the penalty for any loss of momentum or earnings support narrative. Market dynamics and volume confirmation. Market dynamics remain positive, but less emphatic than the price chart. Activity pressure is positive at 1.31, yet the four-week change is negative at minus 22.3%, and the signal panel shows no fresh buy. Relative leadership is still strong at 76.21, supported by a positive relative strength state, though the recent readings have cooled from early June levels. Volume does not yet confirm a renewed acceleration. The latest week traded 2.9 million shares, in line with the 13-week average, and modestly above the 52-week average of 2.8 million. That is a very different profile from the 6.3 million share week on 8 May, when the stock gained 58.6%. For the next move to carry stronger evidence, participation needs to rise above the current baseline, rather than simply match it. Sector and industry context. Sterling sits in industrials, within engineering and construction, a group showing uneven breadth beneath some strong individual moves. U.S. industrials averaged a 1.4% weekly gain, 4.2% over 4 weeks, and 16.2% over 12 weeks. Sector trend breadth is 56.0%, activity pressure breadth is 55.0%, and positive relative strength breadth is 48.0%, suggesting the sector is constructive, but not broad-based across relative winners. U.S. engineering and construction averaged a 2.2% weekly return, 5.9% over 4 weeks, and 23.1% over 12 weeks, while trend breadth is only 46.2%. STRL's 17.6% four-week gain ranks well within that context, but several smaller industry names posted faster short-term moves. The stock's strength is therefore clear on a 12-week view, while the latest weekly ranking is more ordinary. Risk and what to watch next. The risk profile has expanded alongside the advance. 13-week weekly return volatility is 16.4%, well above the 52-week baseline of 10.1%. The 52-week split remains favorable at 33 positive weeks versus 19 negative weeks, and average up weeks of 7.3% have outweighed average down weeks of minus 4.2%. Still, recent reversal markers and the wide gap over fair value argue against treating the move as low risk simply because the trend signal is active. The main watch points are straightforward: whether the stock can hold its premium above the trend line, whether activity pressure stabilizes after the four-week fade, and whether volume expands meaningfully beyond 1.0 times the 13-week average. A push back toward the 52-week high would carry more weight with stronger volume and improving pressure. A failure to regain urgency would keep the focus on consolidation risk after an outsized quarter. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.